All right, I'm going to start the recording, and I'm going to let Sister LaWanda Shannon go forth at this time.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. It's so good to be on this morning for prayer. I thank God for another day. It's so good to be in the land of the living. Praise be to God. My prayer topic today is on discrimination and bias. I would like to read a few scriptures here. My first one is coming from Galatians 3 and 28, and it reads, There is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave or free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. Also, I'm going to read James 2, 1 through 4. And it reads, my brothers and sisters who believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but you say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? And my last scripture is comes from Romans 2 and 11. And it reads, for God does not show favoritism. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Let us pray. Father, we come humbly before you, thanking you and praising you for waking us up to give you praise. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the strength in our bodies and the activities of our limbs. You are a great and mighty God, and we praise and we magnify your wonderful name. We thank you, Lord, for creating us all in your image without exception. God, we ask you to open our eyes to see the dignity, beauty, and worth of every person of all races. We know there's a difference in the colors of our skins. Lord, we just ask you to help us to all be proud of our heritages and learn from all the lessons that they give us. Father, help us to examine our own hearts where we have allowed discrimination to reside or even benefited from injustices and indifference. Lord, we pray for repentance. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we ask you, God, for more humility in our lives today. We seek to please you, Lord. And God, we just ask you to have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy today on us, God. Father, open our ears to hear the cries of those hurt by injustice and strengthen us, Lord, to help to heal their wounds. Merciful God, we confess for the times we even failed to show love to our neighbors and our silence in the face of injustices. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. God, we pray against bias and hatred. Give us grace, Lord, to dissolve our own fears and our own prejudices. Help us to listen with open hearts and empower us, Lord, to work toward reconciliation, not judging people, lest we be judged. Have mercy, God, on all of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father. Father, we pray for those who have been exploited. We pray for those that's been wounded by discrimination. Lord, help all those who suffer injustice. Keep them, Father, from taking matters in their own hands. For vengeance is yours, and you will repay. Lord, give them the strength and the courage to stand up for change and the grace to overcome hatred with love, calling on you, Jesus, for your divine help. Thank you, Father. Father, we also pray for the healing of system injustice. Lord, we pray for the dismantling of systems and institutions that keep discrimination alive by pushing the lie that some people are inferior. God, we just ask you, Father, to touch and bring conviction to their hearts and their minds. God, we ask, Lord, that you let them see every person as a brother and a sister, and let them see, Lord, that we are all equals. God, we need your help, Father. We need your help, Lord. We pray that you raise up righteous leaders in our government and let the light of truth shine on all unlawful and corrupt activities concerning discrimination and bias. Lord, there's so much evil, Lord, and hypocrisy in the world today. But God, you know all things, God, and there is nothing hidden from you that will not be exposed. Lord, be a rock and a fortress to those who are unfairly treated in the courts, the schools, in our workplaces, and in our communities. Lord, we need you to right the wrongs, Lord, committed against them, and grant peace and true justice in Jesus' name. God, we need your help, Lord. Lord, as we minister from our locations, help us, Lord, to be an instrument of justice, speaking peace with love. Father, we love you and we thank you for hearing our prayers. Lord, you know, some people think that all this that we pray may seem hard. We realize, Lord, that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. But we know that you are all powerful and there's nothing, nothing too hard for you. And Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you on today, Father. We thank you, Father. You are our comforter, God. We thank you, Lord, for being our healer, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you are our shield, our way maker, Father, our miracle worker, Lord. And you are a promise keeper, Lord. Lord, you are the light, Father God, in the darkness, God. You bring peace, Father. You are our redeemer, God, our provider. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. God, we trust you to take care of all of us, Lord. You are in control. Have your way, Lord. Ask you to have your way, Lord. We thank you for your word you give to guide us, Father God, to keep us, Lord, on a path, Lord, that's going toward you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from all unseen dangers. Lord, we thank you for being all that we need, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for all, Lord, for all those, God, that's out there suffering, Father God, the downtrodden, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that you protect, Lord, and keep, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you on today, Father, and we lift you up. Thank you, Father God. Bless your holy name. Bless your name, Jesus. You are so good to us, Lord. Continue to strengthen us, Lord, to do your will, God. We thank you for loving us, Lord. You gave the ultimate example of love by shedding your blood and dying for us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, our Savior, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You will always be holy, Lord. Always be holy, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk right before you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we ask on today, Father, that you would touch the hearts of everyone on this line, Father, every partner, Father God, and every ministry that's represented here. Meet the needs, Lord. Meet the needs, Lord. Father, continue to keep us unified and use us to draw more people to this prayer ministry. God, we just thank you, Father God, for Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenore. We lift them up before you now, Father. And we ask that you continue to strengthen them as they empower us to work the ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for them in Jesus' name, Father. And Lord, when we are faced with discrimination and bias, let us show love and kindness and remind us of your word, God, that says, while we were yet sinners, you died for us. We thank you for all things, Lord, and we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I turn it back over to the host, Pastor Lenore. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Shannon. Wow, God is good. Thank you for that prayer. We give God praise. Hallelujah. He is correcting some of our biases and our hindrances of people. And as we repent, God is right there to forgive us. Hallelujah. A lot of times we walk in a room and we judge people. And scripture says, judge not unless you be judged. And so we thank God we don't want to discriminate. We don't want to judge. We don't want to make people less than us or less than. And so let's be pure in our heart. Ask the Lord to cleanse our heart. You may not even realize that you may have a bias against somebody or a discrimination against someone. You may not even realize it. So all of us, just let's repent and ask the Lord to cleanse us and let us see people as equal. Hallelujah. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. I'm sure God has done something for us. And so if you have a testimony, hit *5. And as the testimonies come in, I'll open up your line and you can give your quick testimony. Again, that is *5. Won't He Do It Wednesday? All right, people of God, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to give the floor to Sister Jackie. It's your turn, Sister Jackie.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Lenore. My topic today is I seek the Lord. Dear God, we want to learn to seek you. We want to learn to build a habit that we don't go to bed at night without at least one conversation with you. Help us to see how your plan for our life involves your timing and our prayer. Teach us how to focus our attention on you, God. It's easy to get distracted in this world. We want to turn our face to you, Lord. Teach us how to talk to you with emotions and authenticity. We want to realize our tone and our hearts are more important than the words. Thank you that our prayers don't have to be beautiful or sound great. It just has to be honest and real. Lord, break our hearts over things that broke your heart. Teach us how to pour out our heart to you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for being faithful when we're unfaithful. God, we ask you to work on our hearts and lives. Heavenly Father, you have instructed us to live a life of gratitude. Teach us to see good in our lives and give thanks. We acknowledge today that everything we have is from you. We don't deserve the blessings you provide in our lives, yet you are rich in grace and mercy. Continue to supply our needs. Lord, you will sanctify us and mold us into the image of your Son. Give us the strength to live a pure life. We cannot accomplish this on our own. We pray for your Spirit to empower us to live the life of purity. May our attention be fixed on you, not ourselves. As we pursue you, we pray you would stir our attention to you, so our focus will only be on falling in love with you as you love daily. We pray you will drive our addictions and strongholds in our life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gifts you have given us. Lord, I pray it will not shrink from using the skills that you have given us. Remove any fear and let boldness arise. Help us to be the person of action. We trust you will use us to bless those you place in our sphere of influence. You have blessed us with unique qualities and gifts. Give us an eye to see those gifts. As we pray, may life be free from help us to keep our focus and refuse to compare ourselves to others. Lord, you have the most remarkable example of what it means to love. You are love. Teach us to extend the love you freely give. You love us, so we must love others. You died even while we were a sinner. As you continue to fill our lives with your love, may we love those around us with genuine affection. Teach us to honor others in a way that pleases you. May we walk in humility. This is your will for us, Lord. Heavenly Father, your will for us is to live a life of humanity. Thank you for being an example of what that means. To die to ourselves and serve others. Father, you sent your Son to give his life as a ransom for many. Your will for us is to consider others better than ourselves. We find this hard when pride gets in the way. We ask you remove the pride and teach us to walk in humanity and serve just as you did. We can only do this with your strength. Lord, we are called to share the burden of those you have placed in our lives. We ask for your willing heart to carry others' loads. Please give us discernment as we consider those burdens we need to take. We also pray for strength to set healthy boundaries when needed. Our desire is to obey the laws of Christ in doing this, for this is your will, and we ask for strength to do this. Lord, we pray our lives will be marked by honor. When people see our lives, may they notice that we live for someone greater than ourselves. That someone is you, Lord. We desire to please you by the way we love and honor people. It is your will for us to live an honorable life. Teach us to do this in the way we spend our time, money, and talent. May our good works silence those who make foolish accusations against us. Father, we desire to build encourage those you have placed in our lives. Teach us to use words to elevate others, Lord. Loving others was always at the heart of your ministry. Thank you for showing us how to love. It is your will for us to love and serve, even when we don't feel like it. We ask for your strength to walk in this love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to turn it back over to our host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie. We give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship him. People of God, we are helping others as they pray, as they seek the Lord. And so this is ministry as well. And so don't get tired. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated. People are going forth in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Sister Jackie, for your prayer. All right, we have Won't He Do It Wednesday, and Minister Andre has a testimony. Now, remember, if you have a testimony today, type in *5. And at, right after the prayer or whatever, we will make sure your testimony, you can testify real quick. And so I'm going to open up your line, Minister Andre. It's on you. Won't He Do It Wednesday?
Amen. For Won't He Do It Wednesday. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I'm truly thankful to be able to testify this morning for Jesus, because he is working things out. I was going to the store for my wife day before yesterday. Just she wanted something from the store. And I decided to go ahead on, get on up and go get it for her, not knowing that the Lord was ordering my steps at that very moment. And I went to the corner gas station, and this huge man came. I mean, he was massive, and he had so much rage in him, talking about, I'm going to kill this nigga. He was talking like that. He said, how can that nigga disrespect my 2-year-old son in my house? I'm going to kill that nigga. And you know, you hearing it and you seeing how mad this person is, you kind of like don't want to say nothing, just let him go on about his business. But he happened to start talking to me. And I said, okay, Lord, I got to minister now with no fear, because I didn't know if I said something wrong, was he going to hit me? That's the way he looked. But anyway, I went on in the name of Jesus, and I called on God, and I began to tell him. I said, man, you don't want to kill nobody. You want to call on God in these type of situations. And he began to say, but yeah, I'm a, you know, my whole family is hood. We do this. We do this. And this guy, I'm going to get him. I said, man, you don't want to end up in jail. I said, God will help you. He'll fight your battles. You take it to God. He said, man, I didn't know you was going to talk to me like that. I must need to hear that from you. I must need to hear what you had to say. I said, yeah, man, pride come before a fall. I said, the devil, don't let the devil use you as a tool today, Lord, to do his work. And I said, but you can call on Jesus, and he'll work it out for you. And you know that the anointing, I just seen the anointing of God just break through, and he just seemed like he came back to his right mind right then. And he said, yeah, man, you're right, man. God must have sent, no, I need to hear that today. And he sent you my way, because I was about to kill that nigga. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. I didn't even know God was going to use me that day. I had no idea I was about to walk into that situation. But I thank God that he had given me some words that I could say to this man, that I could break through whatever was on him to change his mind. In the name of Jesus, you never know when God's going to use you. You just got to be ready to be used by God and be open and not have no fear. You can't have no fear, you know. And I thank God that he gave me that ability just to minister to this guy with no fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Minister Andre. Thank you for that testimony. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And as you showed love, hallelujah, God stood up. We give God praise for you. Give God praise for your boldness. We give God praise just for your obedience to the Lord. Because as we obey God, God can use us. A lot of times God speaks to us and tells us to do this, that, and the other, and we're not obedient. And so, you know, the glory is not given to him because we stifle him. And let's not stifle the Lord. All right. All right. I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Cynthia. But before I do that, Sister Cynthia, let me remind the people to go to our website, ekcministries.org. Again, that's ekcministries.org. If you have a testimony, put it on there. It's called GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. You could put it on there, and we will make sure the masses hear it, and somebody will give their life to the Lord if you are obedient and give your testimony. Your testimony may prompt somebody to say, what must I do to be saved? All right? Also, you can sow your seed right there on our website, ekcministries.org, or you can do it at our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. All righty then. Don't forget, it's Won't He Do It Wednesday. If you have a testimony, hit *5. Again, if you have a testimony, hit *5. I'll open up the line, and you can testify real quick. Again, that's *5 for your testimony. All right, Sister Cynthia, it's on you. Thank you for being patient.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word today is economic empowerment. The Bible teaches that God provides resources and ability to earn wealth, but also emphasizes the importance of using wealth for good, caring for the poor, and avoiding greed by trusting in God, not riches. Economic empowerment in a biblical context means recognizing God at the source of wealth, exercising responsibility, stewardship, pursuing righteousness and dignified work, and using one prosperity to bless others and advance God's kingdom. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We give you glory and we give you honor. For, Lord, we know that your word says that you give us the power to get wealth. And so, God, we are thankful and we are grateful, God, that you enable us, God, to get wealth, God. But you don't want us to become so rich, God, that we can't help nobody else. You don't give us the power to get wealth to walk in another direction, God. And so, Lord, you say even in your word that we are to minister and be a blessing to the poor, to those that don't have, God. You have blessed us, God, to have our hands open instead of closed. And so, God, you have blessed us, God, that we don't only walk around looking for somebody to be a blessing to us, but, Lord, for us to be a blessing to others. And so, God, we thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge that you have given us to be able, God, to succeed, to be able, God, to grow, to be able, God, to minister, to be able, God, to take care of the household of the Lord, God. And so, God, we're thankful and we're grateful, God, that you didn't give us the wealth to be greedy and can't remember nobody but ourselves or me, my four, and no more. And so, God, we are thankful of what we are able to learn in your word concerning wealth. And so, God, we know that being in poverty is a curse, God, because you have nothing. And when you have nothing, you can't give nothing. And when you have nothing, you can't do for anybody else because you can't even do for yourself. And so, God, we thank you that you're awesome, God, and you care about us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know in your word it says that they sold the poor a pair of shoes. We know, God, that people on today hate the poor. God, we intercede and we stand in the gap and in the wilderness and we cry out for the homelessness, God, because we're thankful and we're grateful for the homes that we have. God, we're thankful and we're grateful for the food that we eat, God. And we're thankful, God, that we don't have to be wasteful, God, and throwing away so much, God, when so many have little or nothing at all. And so, God, we thank you for the compassion that's on the inside of your people, God, that they're willing to stand and cry out, God, for one another. So, God, we thankful, God, that on today, God, that we're not caught in that trap that the people came so long ago to our black families, and they offered the men to lead a home. And they would give the wives $15 a week, God. And it just was bondage that went year after year after year, generation after generation after generation, God. And they would say that the fathers were not in the homes, but the fathers were in the homes, God. And they were paying them $15 to say that they wasn't in the home. And when you look up, God, generation after generation, welfare designed to keep the people poor, where you couldn't see beyond the check and you couldn't see beyond the things, God, that kept you in bondage. But thank you, God, that your people, God, are people that are go to work, God, and work for a living. And, God, we thank you, God, for the strength, because if we didn't have the strength, we couldn't go. So we're grateful and we're thankful on this morning, God, that when the wealth come, God, that we'll know what to do. It's just like you blessing your people, God, with transportation, and yet they see their brothers and sisters walking and on the bus and they ride right by them. God, give us a heart, Lord, to reach out, God, to our sisters and our brothers, God, that we know, God, is about the household of faith. Give us the ability, God, to be a witness, God, of your word, God, for deliverance, God, that they'll know that they don't have to stay there, God, but you're a God that cares about everything in our lives, and you haven't forgotten about us, God. And we know that you're all-knowing, God, and we know that you know everything that's going on, God. So on today, God, we're standing in the wilderness, and we're crying out for protection of our people, God. And we ask, God, that you will continue to cover them. And we come against that murdering spirit and that lying, deceptive spirit, God, that's trying to destroy your people, God. And help the people to know that they don't stand in confusion and in ignorance, thinking, God, that heaven is just for one set of people. But you came, God, because the Bible said, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever, it didn't say whosoever is black, whosoever is blue, whosoever is red, you said whosoever believeth upon you, that we would have eternal life, God. And so we got to keep giving your word, and we got to keep walking by faith and not by sight, and we can't get caught up in what's going on all around us, but we got to continue to cry out to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We got to believe that you are who you say you are. And one thing I know, God, that you fought for your people. And I know, God, that you brought your people up out of Egypt. And you told them to look back at their enemies, because you said after today, you won't see them no more. So, God, you said revenge is mine, thus said the Lord, I shall repay. We don't have to repay. We just have to turn it over to you and believe, God, that you're the only God that answers according to your word. We got to trust you like never before. And we got to know, God, that in the end days we'll hear wars and rumors of wars, but you said the end is not yet. So we can't get caught up and think, God, that we are about to be destroyed. We're not. We're not, God. And as God, as we live and as we move in you, that we'll continue, God, to seek you, God. We'll continue, God, to thank you. We're grateful, God. We're grateful people, God, because you love us, God, and you care about us. And God, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in you, because people are not going to always pat you on the back. People are not going to always lift you up, but God, you do. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, because you deserve the praise, God. That we don't have to walk around poor and without. That we don't have to walk around with our hands out begging. Because, God, you have the answer. And you know, because you said you know what we have need of. And we have to turn our need over to you, because you already know. So we're not starving to death. We're not without clothes. We're not homeless living in a tent. So we can't walk around looking down on other people. But by the grace of God, you kept us from being there. By the grace of God, you took care of us and our children. So, God, the food is not yet in our mouths, and we're whining and we're complaining and we're ungrateful and we're unthankful. We're not standing there today, God. We're thankful and we're grateful for all that you've done and all that you're doing. And we're calling those things as not, as though they already were. We're not calling those things that we see, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So we can't get caught up. Because you say, God, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're pilgrims. We're traveling through. We have a work to do. We have to begin to function on the work that you call us to do. And everybody's not called to do the same thing, God. But whatever our purpose is,
Let us find out what our purpose is and be about your business, God. And even as we're growing, and even as you're blessing us financially, and even as you're blessing us spiritually, God, that we're giving back and we're not holding it in and we're not keeping it all to ourselves, God. That the ministry will continue to go forth and that your people will learn that ministry costs money. You said, render unto Caesar what Caesar and unto God what God. And that's what we got to do like never before, God. Because you're awesome, God, and you care about us, God. And so we're learning to live by faith. But you said faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we got to continue to hear your word so our faith will continue to grow day after day after day. Because you're the only God that answers according to your word. You said, give me back my word. Will I not honor it? You said, God, if we have faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to the sycamine tree. That's what you said, God. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea out of our way. So we can do what you called us to do. So we're not hindered. We're not caught up in things that have nothing to do with us. But we ever make an intercession. We are ever in the sin, in the spirit. We are ever calling out in our heavenly language that you gave to us as a gift. We didn't have to pay for it, God. It was a gift. And you gave it to us freely. That we will speak in our heavenly language and cry out to you, God, and watch you move. It's greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. The greater one lives on the inside of us, God, that lead us into all truth. What is truth, God, your word? That we won't have a nervous breakdown. That we won't think that they're coming at us. Because we thank you for the bloodshed covering that covers us each and every day. And we thank you, God, for the ability to be able to choose. And you wanted us to choose life. But you gave us the ability to make the decision. And you said sometime, God, when we make wrong decisions, you said you would make a way of escape. But it's up to us to look at the way of escape and escape. And so, God, we're thankful today that you even said that you married to the backslider. So, God, even when we run into someone that has left you, we can give them the word and allow them to know, God, that you never stop caring. You never stop loving them. And they can make their way back to you. So, God, on today, we're grateful and we're honored. And so, God, I pray, God, that you would meet every need on this line. And I pray whatever the need is, God, that you will supply according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless the ministry, that you'll continue to supply the need for the ministry to be able to go through. And, God, I pray for the leadership, that you'll continue to rain down blessings upon them, God. And I pray that every need today on this line is met. And I pray, God, that you'll continue to empower us with the knowledge and the wisdom that we need to be able to gain wealth, to be able to be a blessing to somebody else. So, God, on today, we thank you and we praise you. We call it done by faith. We give you the glory and we give you the honor, for truly you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to Sister Renewal.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. We give God praise. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We glorify the name of Jesus. He's holy, wonderful, and he's kind. Hallelujah. There was a prayer on discrimination and bias, seeking God, and economic empowerment. We praise God that he's empowering us. He's given us the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. We worship him this morning just because he is our God and our Savior. Hallelujah. Again, it is Won't He Do It Wednesday. And if you have a testimony right now, you need to type in *5 so you can testify of what God has done for you, how good he's been, doors he's opened. If you have a testimony, you can do that right now. Or go to our website and put it in as a GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. It's a 1 minute or less testimony that you could put in right there on our website, and we'll make sure the masses get it, all right? And then you can put your prayer request in right there on our website, which is ekcministries.org. And you can give on our website. There's a lot of stuff on our website that you can do. Again, you can give on our website. You can put your prayer requests in. You can put your GPS in. There's a lot of material there for you to peruse and look through. I mean, it's just jam-packed with stuff. So make sure you avail yourself to it. Send the link to your family and friends. Let them avail themselves to it. And we give God praise. You can also go to our Cash App, which is $BishopEricClark, and support the ministry there. All right? It's my time to pray. It's my time to pray, and I glorify the name of Jesus. The scripture I have today is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble hearts, acknowledging your sovereignty and your divine authority over the earth. We worship you, Lord. You are our God, our Savior, our healer. We lift your name on high, glorified, magnified, and worthy of all the praises. Father, your word declares, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Today we stand on your promises, knowing that you are God who hears and responds to the humbled heart and repented heart. Lord, we humble ourselves before you now. We acknowledge that we have fallen short in our thoughts and our actions and our ways have not pleased you, God. We repent now, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you would wash us and cleanse us and purify us from every sin, every act of disobedience, every wayward path, God, that led us away from you, from your perfection, God. Forgive us for our pride and our selfishness, God, and our rebellion, God. Cleanse us with the blood of Jesus and make us new, God. God, we ask you to wash us, God. We seek your face, Lord. We desire a genuine inner part with you, God. Your presence and your power and your glory, God. We come and dwell among you, God. Lord, we want you in our homes, in our churches, and in our community, God. Reveal your love to us anew, God. Transform our hearts and our minds that we may walk in righteousness and holiness all the days of our life. Ha, shata da 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 bo sata. We pray for our land, God. We ask your mercy and your grace, God. Send revival across our cities and our nation, God. Break every chain of corruption and violence and hatred, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would heal our land and bring us to unity, God. Restore righteousness and justice, God. set the captives free and bring healing to the wounded, God. We declare your sovereignty over every situation. We trust in your power and to turn things around, God. Father, we acknowledge that true healing begins with you, God. God, we ask you to come, King Jesus, come. Reign, King Jesus, reign. We turn from our wicked ways, fighting against pride and bitterness and injustice and greed that defiles our land, God. Teach us to walk in love and humility and mercy, God. Hallelujah. Help us to forgive one another just as you have forgiven us, God. Let love reign in our hearts, communities, and government, God. Make righteousness and peace fill the land. Shine brightly for all to see, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we say, come, King Jesus, come, God. Reign, King Jesus, reign, God. Move, King Jesus, move, God. God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would deliver us and set us free, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would wash us, cleanse us, God. Let your blood wash us. Let your blood cover us, God. God, we pray for this land now, God. God, we repent. We turn from our wicked ways, God. We seek your face, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would heal the land, God, like only you can, God. God, bring us to a spirit of unity and peace and not judgment, God. God, bring us to a spirit of love and your glory being manifested throughout the land, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for this land, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you're moving across the land, God, across the communities, God, across the homes, God. God, we thank you that you're standing up and being heard, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah. We believe that as we humble ourselves before you and seek your face, that you would move mightily in our midst, God. You hear our cries, the cries of your children, God. God, we respond, God, in Jesus' name. God, we ask that you respond, God, with restoration and healing and blessings, God. We declare that your healing power is flowing across the nation, mending broken families, restoring communities, and bringing spiritual renewal, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your love and your grace being overshadowing every situation, every racist, spirit of racism, God, spirit of discrimination, God. God, we thank you that your love is overshadowing, God, economic impoverishment, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that as we walk in you, as we seek your face, God, we're going to stand up and be bold soldiers for you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that your name is going to go across the earth, God. Hallelujah, we thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your kindness, God. God, we bless your name, God, because you are God of mercy and grace. We thank you in advance for the revival and breakthrough and transformation that is going to take place, God. God, we thank you because your promises are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, God. We trust that you are working all things out for our good, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God. God, we thank you. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. We thank you, God. We ask you to continue to shape us into righteous people, committing our ways to you. Help us be examples of love and carrying of your light, God. Empower us to live upright and lead others into your salvation. We seal this prayer in faith knowing that you hear and that your words will not return void. We decree blessings, restoration, and healing over our land. We thank you that revival is here and that your glory is being revealed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, believing, trusting, and expecting your power to move in every heart, every home, every nation. Hallelujah. Everywhere, God. God, we give this nation to you, God. God, bring it back to the spirit of love. Bring it back, God, to you, God. Take us back to where we first found you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Starting from the head to as my mother would say, from the biggest to the littlest, God. God, we thank you. We praise you, Jesus. We give you honor. Use this country. Use the United States of America as a beacon of light, a beacon of hope, God. God, we bind up the spirit of fear, and we say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we give God praise.
Hallelujah.
We glorify
Amen.
Him.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you.
It's still testimony time. If you all have a quick testimony, hit in *5 and I'll open up your line and you can testify. Just real quick, because Bishop Clark is on his way to be coming on our YouTube channel, and we don't want you all to miss it. The word is going to be powerful and good, and so I don't want you to miss it. But if you have a testimony, hit in *5 right now so we can hurry up and make it to the online service.
Sister Lenore.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Horton. So I just have a small testimony. So maybe August 22nd, my husband got laid off at his job. He had been there a long time, so they had let 4 men go because of their age. And so my husband was one of them that had been let go. And 2 weeks ago, my husband got a full-time job doing the same thing, even at a better pay. So I just want to give God the glory and the honor that he was only out of work for 2 weeks. And God, he's just a good God, so I'm thankful this morning.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God will open up doors, and he will make sure his people are provided for. And so we give God praise for that. We rejoice in the Lord for doors opening. We rejoice in the Lord for provision. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, it's time for us to go and listen to the teaching on YouTube with Daily Bread. I encourage you all to go there. God bless you, God bless you. And then come back tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be live. That's at 7
God
o'clock
bless.
P.m. online. God bless you and have a blessed, blessed, blessed day.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen.